the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Utilising the telephone this morning, Maria, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well.
Good. I'm losing my voice, so please excuse.
Good for the radio? Okay, good.
Good for the radio, yes. Hey, well, this morning we've got season 3 of Rick and Morty. Are you familiar with Adult Swim?
I love Adult Swim so much. I'd like to say that I've got my head around Adult Swim, but it just... befuddles me every time. Some of my favourite TV I've ever seen in my whole life has come out on Adult Swim, and Check It Out is one of them, but then other stuff is just completely. I'm just, what's going on? How does this even happen? And Rick and Morty though is Rick. I was telling Linda before, the first sort of season and a half I really was invested in, and then just really I found it quite taxing on the brain, and you had to really sit there and watch it to get and realise just what genius it is. It's an animated series, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah, and it is. It's really complicated.
It's genius, though.
Yeah, well, it's about the completely cynical and very mad scientist who's like the world's major genius called Rick Sanchez, and he's completely foul, you know, like.
And he's sort of like a twisted version of the Professor in Back to the Future, sort of.
He is, isn't he? Yes, he's very much so. He's mixed, maybe. With Doctor Who
and narcotics problem,
some version of a nihilistic kind of god as well, you know, like. But he's a hot mess, and his little grandson is Morty, Morty Smith, and Morty's sister Summer, and Summer and Morty feature pretty strongly in season 3, and Rick has really lost the plot. He's off on some intergalactic adventure as usual, but he's We go to the Citadel of Rick's because Rick split time. He endlessly lives in all kinds of different states and time zones, and he causes a lot of trouble throughout the universe.
There was a Morty one where there's multiple Mortys. I think that's the one that really broke my biscuit. It was like watching some crazy. An animated like 2018 Escher painting coming to life. Chaos theory, yeah. Come to life. It was amazing.
Absolutely, yeah, except he spins right off into the fifth dimension quite a lot, which I think Escher was only dealing with 3D. There are some pretty brilliant quotes that come from this particular season. One of my favourites was when Rick says, "What, so everybody's supposed to sleep every single night now? You realise that night time makes up half of all time." He's quite obsessed with time, but the idea that we spend half of our time sleeping really bothers him.
Yeah, he's a good poster boy for not sleeping.
Of course he is, yeah. Rick and Morty is a delight to watch, except you will have to brace yourself if you don't like farts being conjured all over the place. You know,
farts being conjured? I've never heard of trapped wind being discussed as being conjured. That sounds like a sleight of hand.
Exactly. He manifests small farting bottoms into all kinds of situations, including coffee cups and things like that.
Having said that, is this the sort of thing that you could leave on and the kids could wander past and not be too scared of?
You know, I think it probably works across levels. I'm sure you could leave it on and the kids would be intrigued.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they'd pick up on all the nuances. Mm. I mean, farts are endlessly interesting to children, aren't they?
Oh, just... compendium of laughs with farts.
And really at the same time, you could be enjoying wonderful quotes like, "Weddings are basically funerals with cakes." And... and such things. It does play around with science fiction a lot, and I think that's quite bendy. And the way it's been considered really is very challenging. I mean, the series originally was created by Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, and it's really created quite a cult following. I think that you'd probably quite enjoy it, as would most of the listeners. Season 3 of Rick and Morty.
I think someone just texted in here saying they watched Rick and Morty for the first time on the plane, and they could only watch 2 episodes in a row. Their brain needed a break. Which is quite good for a fairly sort of knocked together. Like the arts, you know, the art's not particularly fascinating. It's just animation. You know, it's like sort of.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's the animation itself. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's great writing. Great writing.
It's writing. Tremendous writing, and so packed, jam packed.
Have you been a fan before you reviewed this DVD?
Yes, I actually have been a fan of Rick and Morty for quite a few years now. It's tremendous. And actually, I think by getting a hold of this DVD, you know, usually you can binge watch something. I think you might actually need to space this out over a few months because
Or binge watch and then re-binge watch and then re-binge watch and then you'll get
it. That's also possible. Yes. Mm-hmm. Go and repeat with it.
So this is out now, season 3?
It is out now, yes, on DVD.
And do you get extra stuff?
You do. There's lots of commentary, which I think, if you're a fan of this type of material, will be of interest. There's heaps of stuff on the internet, you know, in terms of commentary around it too, because it does have such a giant fan base. But, the DVD is packed with all of the background as well.
All right. We've got one to give away as well to some lucky Simplicity B card holder. You got a good question you can chuck out there? Let's just complete that quote. I reckon weddings are just basically funerals with what 309-3879. If you know the answer to that, give us a call right now, and you got a Simplicity B card. And if you get it right, we'll give you season 3 on DVD from Mad Men of Rick and Morty. Would you like to have a game of that? There, B card holders, Simplicity B card holders. Ugh. Okay. That means I'm going to have to hang up on you, I just realised.
Sounds great.
All right. Look after your voice. Thank you, Maria. BFM, good morning.
Morning. Kate,
you got a B card?
Yes, I do.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.